On today's programme, we celebrate the work of a musician whose importance to British jazz is immeasurable. Part of a strong contingent of London-based musicians from the 1960s, he's worked hard to raise the consciousness of jazz music through composition and education. Our tribute today brings his luscious music to the fore in the hands of musical director Jeff Warren. Graham Collier was born in Tynemouth, Northumberland, in 1937. When he finished school in the mid-50s, he joined the British Army as a musician, where he played trumpet and later bass, serving in Hong Kong for 3 years. He attended the famed Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts, graduating in 1963 with the distinction of being the first British student to do so. He toured briefly with the Jimmy Dorsey Band when he graduated and then returned to the UK. In London, he set to creating bands that would play his original music and would become a haven for development amongst British jazz talent. The talent in his bands included Harry Beckett, Jeff Castle, Mike Gibbs, Carl Jenkins, Dick Pierce, John Sermon, Art Thiemann, and Kenny Wheeler. Later on, Ian Ballamy, Eddie Parker, Django Bates inhabited his band, which eventually led to the emergence of Loose Tubes in the 80s. Collier was the architect of comprehensive jazz courses, which in 1987 culminated in the jazz degree course at the Royal Academy of Music in London. The majority of Britain's elite music conservatories offer a jazz degree program, thanks to Graham Collier's pioneering work, drive, and forthrightness. So tonight we celebrate the music of this British band leader, educator, and remember Graham Collier as a key member of a seminal generation of British jazz composers that emerged in the 1960s. His creative spirit never waned and continued on until his untimely death in 2011. This special tribute concert will feature members of the BBC Big Band with special guest musicians from among Graham Collier's closest associates, including musical director Jeff Warren.